I put my best foot forward for you.
Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Their press releases describe them as intergalactic musical travellers who have chosen Earth and specifically New Zealand to unleash their new album Ghost tomorrow. Here they are, Ash and Josh from Kids in Space.
Let me slip into your womb.
Kids in Space, your first full-length album, drops tomorrow.
Yes.
Exciting times.
It is. Long time coming, actually.
How come so long coming?
Just a couple of little label issues that we had to go through that every artist, I guess, goes through.
And now you're on the world-famous Move the Crowd.
The world-famous. Yeah, we were always on Move the Crowd from the start.
Yeah.
From the start of us, anyway. But, yeah, now we're with Warners, and it's good.
Right, good so it was trying to find New Zealand distribution.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is that how it's working? Because you signed with Move the Crowd, but you're distributed locally through Warner.
Yep, that's it.
Cool. How did you hook up with Move the Crowd?
Myself, I was a solo artist, a solo rapper a few years back.
Yeah.
And I was on Move the Crowd. I was one of the original artists signed to Move the Crowd. Josh also works in Woodcut Productions, which does TV, does a lot of TV productions, which is based at Move the Crowd as well, so... that's how we got together.
And is that how the band came together as well? Was through that, through connections, or did you know each other outside of that?
Well, I'd see Ash all the time, and because, you know, I was doing sort of beats and music and stuff like that, and one day I just played the guys a bunch of beats, and we tried doing a song, and then tried another one, and eventually we had a few songs, and we were like, oh, yeah, we should try and do something with this, and just sort of snowballed. It wasn't like one big epiphany or one huge, you know,
wasn't a huge
really
master
exciting
plan
story. Yeah, it was just happened.
If I don't get to take you home. So Tom, my producer, says that when he was writing me, you know, a bit of information about you guys, he said that you're like the missing link between PNC and Computers Want Me Dead. How do you feel about that?
That's pretty, a pretty good analogy, actually. Yeah, like, we haven't been able to put ourselves anywhere, so that's pretty good.
See, I'm a bit older than Tom, and when I listened to the first couple of tracks on the album, there's a wee bit of stuff like from the old Bristol scene. You know, just that kind of rhyme and melody thing
Bristol,
going on.
So
are we?
How about that?
Oh, well, there you go. Spotted from a mile away.
Look at that.
Yeah, there's a bit of a mix on there. Like a lot of people just know us from our song Downtime, and so they expect to, you know, just straight sort of dance tracks, like dance rap tracks. I don't know what you call it, but there's quite a bit of a mix on there now. It's if you were wanting an album of downtimes, you'd be a bit disappointed, I think.
We were speaking of Downtime. Now that was the track that, I mean, your breakthrough there was. It was placed on the NBA 2K11 video game. Is that
right? Yeah. Which, well, I have been a fan of the 2K series, so to be able to get on that was great.
How did that happen?
We're still to this day unsure. There's different theories on how it happened, because we were in New York for CMJ Festival in 2009, and I remember Young Sid and I. We kind of ditched everybody else that we went with. We went to another nightclub, and there was the guys there from Rockstar, the game.
Yeah. Who make Grand Theft.
Grand Theft. And they were there, and Sid was, like, trying to shop them some songs, like, you know, just being Kiwis, taking as much as we could out of the situation. And that's one theory. It could have happened through that way, like talking to them.
So you never quite got to the bottom of it. You just got a phone call or an offer in somehow one day, and
It's important, though, isn't it? I mean, we've been talking in the show already about, you know, New Zealand music in order to actually make money out of it these days, in an era when, you know, downloads are sort of becoming the norm for a lot of people to get their music. You do have to look at other avenues, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
I think, you know, syncs are a huge part of that, and if you're with a good publishing company and they can shop your music around, that's how a lot of bands are going to make their money.
But we've realized, live as well.
Yeah, well, we've realized that. I mean, even if you sold a good amount of records in New Zealand, you're not going to be making money from it, really. We've realized that the way we're going to be making money is through live shows. And we've spent the last 6 months touring with Cora, and that's just made us realize, you know, that's what we can work towards, is just nailing a live show. And if we can get a good reputation for that, then that's how we can start making some money from it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Merchandise. So, you know, just to explain some of your syncs you're talking about is when you basically, when you manage to sell a track to be used in a video game, TV program, movie, that sort of stuff. And merchandise, T-shirts and bags and pins and labels and all that.
I feel much better now, actually. You're sounding even older than I am.
Well, I'm just explaining the terms for the
you
people.
You said scarves.
Well, I don't know. Do the hip new bands not have their own scarves? Oh, my word.
Kids in space washing up gloves. Here we go.
But it seems like the traditional music model has been turned on its head. You used to release a record and then go on tour to support the record to try and boost record sales.
That's it.
Now you put out a record, so you've got an excuse to go on tour and make money from
live. Yeah.
Do you find? I mean, that also changes the way that the model works from record companies. What, because they're going, well, if you're not going to sell any CDs or very few, then we want other ways of getting money out of you, don't
they? Yeah. So some.
So you have 360 deals.
They do 360 deals. So they take a cut of everything you do. Because, I don't think purely just selling your music is going to be profitable. I don't think that's a good business model anymore. I think.
Is that a shame, do you think? Or, I mean, is it just a new, that's just the new reality?
It's a bit of a shame because it means you're no longer getting the budgets that you used to. Like, I don't know what the golden era was. Maybe, I don't know, 80s, late 70s, you know, where they get millions of dollars to do an album, whereas now it's like, it'd be sweet if you got the NZ On Air grant, but otherwise it's like, you sort of do it at home.
On the other hand, you do have within your laptop probably right now $1 million worth of technology by old standards, don't you? You know,
that's true. I mean, the technology has meant that.
What would you spend $1 million on now, you know?
Don't answer that. I
saw in the paper the other day that they've just invented, this woman in Wellington had invented a machine that sorts M&Ms into the various colours. So even that, even once you've bought one of those, that's your M&Ms sorted, you know?
I mean, well, that's the thing, like you were saying. You can do, the technology is so good now that you can get quality results from just a home setup, and you might not get the budgets, but you no longer necessarily need those big budgets anymore.
Well, we're going to test out those quality results right now by listening to On The Road, which is the new single off the album, which the album is called Ghost and it's out in all good record stores and, of course, online officially tomorrow.
Yep, that's it.
Thank you, guys.
Cool, cheers. Thank you. You want to go somewhere?
A place we can ride to. I tell you everything I have inside, boo. All of the things that you need to know. Into the future we can go. All of these girls, they act as though. But you a leading lady, let's hit the road. Join at the hip like fractured bones. Could you be my rock like Axl Rose? As long as you here, I'ma be there. I don't care where we have to go. Whisper in my ear the sweetest sounds. Feel on my chest as my heart pounds. Let's hit the road, get out of town. Never look back, we won't slow down. Go somewhere, I know where we can go. Just hop into my car, turn on that radio, and we'll drive far away. You don't need to explain, we're on the road again. Baby, we're hitting the road.
That's On The Road from Kids In Space's new album, Ghost. And it's time for us to get on the road as well. There's something you missed from this week's show or something you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. Till next week, I've been Damien Christie.
I've been Jeremy Elwood. And we're here thanks to New Zealand On Air.